You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm looking right now at life.time.com. I guess Life has today posted these very rare photos of Pearl Harbor. Makes you tear up watching this. It's 72 years today, the attack on Pearl Harbor. I urge you guys to go to life.time.com. That's the hardest part about radio. I can't show you the images of what I'm looking at right now, but it just kind of reminds you what this country has gone through and you know, how this country has been able to overcome. And, if you see a veteran out there or somebody in the military or one of their families, or, you know what, just give each other a hug. It's been one of those weeks with Nelson Mandela, you know, Paul Walker, it's one of those things where, if you love somebody, you got to give them a hug. Now, I know a lot of you think, Dolly is probably now in a touchy-feely mood, all right, so I think we're in the clear. No, you're not in the clear. Pop quiz. We're doing a pop quiz. All right, come on, pop quiz, everybody, pop quiz. No, I know it's Pearl Harbor Day. You're still getting a pop quiz. Let's go. Pencils out. Let's go. Okay? Number one, here we go. The world's oldest DNA was found in which bone? Was it the skull? Was it the humerus? Was it the little incy bincy pinky toe that went wee 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 all the way home? Or was it the femur? Which bone has the world's oldest DNA been found? Skull, humerus, little bitty pinky toe, or the femur? Number two. More and more people in what age group are having improved sex lives? Which age group is it? Is it the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, or none of the above? Next question. True or false? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show and you're getting your pop quiz. I don't care. Don't just sit there and listen to the radio. Get your pencils out. True or false? Viagra can be used to improve female menstrual cramps. True or false? Viagra can be used to improve female menstrual cramps. Here's another true or false. I know you guys want it easy. Here we go. True or false? Once you send an email, you can't get it back. True or false? Once you send an email, one of those rip-roaring emails to your husband or family member telling them that you're not going to donate a kidney to them if they need it because you're so ticked off at them, you can't get that email back. True or false? Next, name three signs of hypothermia. If you guys watched Fox News yesterday, I was out there in the cold talking about hypothermia. Hope you guys were right. That's why you guys are going to pop quiz. Next, name the sassy, stimulating, and sexy doctor who was on Pawn Stars this week with a very sharp artifact. No, the answer is not Dr. Oz. Name the sassy, stimulating, and sexy, very, very sexy doctor who was on Pawn Stars this week with a very sharp artifact. And we'll talk about that, okay? And then in no less than five sentences, explain how a $6,500 deductible under the new Obamacare health exchange is supposed to help increase our access to health care. In no less than five sentences. All right, pencils down, pencils down. I don't care if you got those five sentences out. You really don't need five sentences. Okay, are you guys ready for the answers? Some of you guys didn't even break out a pencil. I don't even know why you guys are saying yeah. Here we go. Number one, the world's oldest DNA was found in the femur. We talked about that yesterday. Pretty cool stuff. Apparently this was in Spain and it was found in the quote-unquote pit of bones. I guess a bunch of bodies were there from Neanderthal times, 400,000 years old. Pretty scary stuff. Number two, which age group is starting to have more and more improved sex lives? The age group, even though you'd be right if you said 60s and 70s, but the correct answer is 80s. More and more people in their 80s are having improved sex lives. Yes, you can have sex in your 80s. Absolutely. You'll probably have to pivot the artificial hip a certain way, but you can do it. Next question. True or false? Viagra can be used to improve menstrual cramps. The answer to that is true. Yesterday we talked about how Viagra was taken by about 25 women and they had less menstrual cramps. Of course, the Viagra was in a vaginal pessary. So my guess is they were so freaked out that they had this Viagra up inside that they were probably like, you know what, I'm fine, let me leave. Next. Once you send an email, you can't get it back. True or false? The answer is false. I don't know if you guys know this, but Gmail has an option where you have 30 seconds where you can get that email back if you go in and you already have that set up. We talked about that this week. If you need me to review it, let me know. Next, name three signs of hypothermia. We're going to be talking about hypothermia. All right, that is low body temperature, being out in the cold. All right, if you said stumbling, if you said slurred speech, if you said apathy, not really concerned that you're standing there out in the cold, confusion, shivering. No. We are talking about nipples. No, that doesn't count. Shallow breathing. You guys, we just keep it clean for once. Keep it clean. Let's go back to the quiz. You should just get an F for that answer. Name the sassy doctor who was on Pawn Stars this week with a very sharp artifact. That was Dr. Dahlia H. Wax. That's right. I'll tell you about what happened. I'm a huge fan of Pawn Stars and Mark Hall Patton, but there is an issue we need to discuss on what that was. And then, in no less than five sentences, explain how a $6,500 deductible is supposed to help increase our access to health care. The answer to that is there is. That does not increase your access to health care. That just increases more money in the insurance company's pocket. So if you put that answer down, I will give you full credit. If you put Obamacare blows, I'll give you credit for that one. I have to. You know, most teachers would just give you partial credit, but come on. You know, I will do that. Absolutely. So, all right. How'd you guys do? 50%? All right, we got to work on that. So as you can see, we got a lot to talk about, all right, on today's show. In addition to kind of going over some of these answers, 7 to 10 students, I guess, have huge, huge debt. And what are we doing if these students aren't getting jobs? All right, we're also going to be talking about how germs, the bacteria that's in your gut, may be the actual, I guess, say or nay for you getting colon cancer. We got a lot to talk about, so don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vape enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you guys are having an awesome Christmas season. Hope you guys who had celebrated, all of us who celebrated Hanukkah, had a good Hanukkah and got everything you wanted and ate a lot of latkes and, you know, ate a lot of fiber to get those latkes pooped out because those are pretty tough. You know, a big, nice, greasy, crispy latke can really just sit in your bowels for a good couple weeks if you don't really, really get those out. But I did, and now I'm a much happier, lighter person for it. Very happy. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who is making the show happen. Big thanks to Dan, who is working the dials. Really quickly, I don't like to promote a lot of things on the show that much, except, of course, you know, the show and the iPhone app and the Twitter and the Facebook and all that. All right, okay, I know. Next sponsors episode, all that other stuff. But I think we could kind of help each other out. You know, I'll go to a movie. And, like, for example, I think The Hobbit, the Lord of the Rings movies were all, what, 3 hours? So I think The Hobbit movie is supposed to be another 3 hours. So The Hobbit movie is coming out, what, December 13th? And I always worry about when I'll be able to pee. You know, some of us, we just can't hold it for 3 hours, or we shouldn't hold it. Some of us have urge incontinence where the urine hits a certain level and then you just have to pee. And, you know, just some of us would just really get uncomfortable. And I wish we had a site that you could go to where you're about to go to Captain Phillips or The Hobbit or Catching Fire, and you're like, when do I go to the bathroom? And I don't know if you guys know this, but the South Park movie came out in 1999. or 2000. I think it might have been 2000, and I was pregnant with my first. And one of my favorite songs is Kyle's Mom is a Big Fat Mm. And I had thought the scene was going to be boring. I didn't know there was something going on in the schoolyard, so I'm like, well, I could pee now, because I was pregnant. So I run to pee. When I come back, my friends are like, they just did the Kyle's Mom song, because apparently they had done that in the show. You see, we need to save each other from that. And then I had to wait till it came out on DVD, till I could finally see my favorite part of the movie. So this is what I've done. I have a Facebook page called When in the Movie Should We Take Our Potty Break? Okay, again, look up When in the Movie Should We Take Our Potty Break? If not, go to the Dr. Dahlia fan page and you'll find it there. And what I want you guys to do is, some of you went to a movie last night, some of you are going to a movie tonight. What I want you to do is go to the website and post when is a good time to pee. Now, like, for example, Catching Fire, there's a scene where Thor's brother and Katniss are, like, talking in the forest, and it kind of seems like it's going to be a lovey-dovey scene. I'm telling you right now, in Catching Fire, there's no time to go to the bathroom except that scene. You see how valuable that information is? So please, go to our page, When in the Movie Should We Take Our Potty Break? And please, for the love of the Lord, help us out and let us know when it's a good time to go pee. Okay? Thank you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, a lot of you are asking, okay, wait a second, how do you unsend an email? Okay, interesting, you have to ask a doctor for tech stuff, but we talk about everything on here. All right, I just learned this from Daily Mail. This is incredible, and I posted it on my Facebook page, where apparently Gmail has settings that allows users to unsend emails. You only have a 30-second window, but sometimes that's enough for you to cool down or wait for the Xanax to kick in and then go, oh crap, I shouldn't have sent that email. Okay, now from what I understand, there's this Gmail lab section. I know I have Hotmail, but I think my husband has a Gmail account, and maybe I'll get a Gmail, because sometimes I really get mad and I send mean emails. So it's under the Gmail's labs section. We talked about this week as well on the show. You go to the settings, pick labs, and then I guess you go to undo send. If you don't already have that set up, you won't be able to unsend an email. So this is pretty important stuff. Now, I am not trying to promote you guys sending nasty emails. I don't think you guys should. I think in this day and age with text and all that, I mean, if you can't unsend a text, just don't do that. Think before you tweet, okay, or text or whatever. Just think for a second. By the way, speaking of thinking, we're coming into Christmas party, holiday party season. Right? There's a Christmas party tonight from Beasley Broadcasting. Right? I have to party with all the folks at KDON and KKLZ, etc. Christmas parties probably every Saturday now until Christmas. And this is when we really do stupid things. We do very, very stupid things, and they're usually done at the holiday party. We say things to our boss. We flirt with the wrong people. We sit on people's laps. I admitted to that. I don't understand why I do that. And I'm not trying to sit on there. It's not a flirtation thing. I don't know what it is. Maybe my feet hurt. Okay. Remember, your boss is going to be at the holiday party. Your managers, your coworkers. If you have not done anything that would be construed as sexual harassment in the office, you sure the hell are at risk of doing it at the holiday party. So just please be smart about it. All right. I beg you. Okay. Because this is where a lot of people get fired. A lot of people get sued. Some of us get thrown in jail. All it is a Christmas party, people. That's all it is. Just go to the Christmas party. Try not to drink. I think the reason is it's like free alcohol, right? I mean, free alcohol. I get that. Okay? You know, already people are texting me going, tequila shots. No, I don't do tequila shots. My boss is there, right? Tom Hum, my boss, is going to be there, and there is no way, right? And what happens when I drink? I like to sing. You all don't want to hear me sing, so no, not happening. So you guys, really, just please be careful if you can. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yesterday, last night, I was on Fox 5 Local talking about hypothermia. We're going to be talking about hypothermia. And I was at KLUC, and I have no problem talking about what other radio stations are doing. I'm proud of the other radio stations and all the charity work they do. Chet Buchanan from KLUC locally, for those of you locally having this toy drive where he's basically out in the cold. And some of you who listen to me coast to coast, you're probably going to see this story where you have a radio icon who is actually camping out in the cold for, I think, about 12 days for a toy drive. And I know many people don't think Vegas could get cold, but for those of you new to Las Vegas, yeah, it can get cold. It really can. It was like 27 degrees when I was driving to work yesterday. It's just we don't get the precipitation for it to snow, although hopefully we're hearing we make it snow today. And so Fox News asked me to talk about hypothermia. So let's quickly talk about hypothermia because Dallas, Denver, you guys are just getting hit so bad with this storm system. We're going to start seeing the power outages, etc. So basically, what is hypothermia? Well, hypo means below as opposed to hyper meaning high. So when your body temperature starts to pass below 95 degrees, that's not good. Okay, remember, your body is all about chemicals and math and God, as far as I'm concerned. So you need things just right. If you're low at 95 degrees, that's not good. Your body can't handle it. And but the funny thing is you may not show the typical signs of shivering or, boy, I'm cold, all right? What I was trying to warn people is you may have the symptoms of you just standing there. So a bunch of you guys could be out getting ready for New Year's Eve, right? Okay, you guys are just standing there, and one of your buddies is just standing there kind of motionless, okay? And you're like, dude, are you excited? And they're just like, yeah. That guy could be hypothermic. Okay, because they could show apathy. They could show kind of really lack of concern. They could be kind of going in and out of consciousness. They could have some trouble thinking. Now, sometimes you could also see poor decision making. Like sometimes when you're really, really hypothermic, you may get this rash right before you die, unfortunately, of this huge vasodilation that causes you to kind of start taking off your clothes rapidly. If you see somebody out in the cold start to take off their clothes, you call 911. You don't screw around with this, all right? And remember, your younger, your little kids, your older population, your weaker population, your people with thyroid issues, they may not be able to manage the temperature change. You know, it's very interesting. You know, I'm 42 years old right now, and I work out now at night. I do my workout at night. I do a good workout, you know, about an hour workout. Then I kind of do a cool down and whatever. And about an hour or 45 minutes after my workout, my body temperature just plummets. It's crazy. And so I go and I take a hot shower and then my body temperature goes back to normal. And I have a normal thyroid, but that's a sign of aging where all of a sudden I'm like, I need a sweater or I need, right? You know, we're turning into our grandparents, right? Now, okay, what do we recommend? Now, this is a great mnemonic I got from MayoClinic.com. And by the way, alcohol, drugs, you're going to screw up your judgment. Make sure you don't do that. And keep in mind that certain medications like antidepressants, sedatives, antipsychotics, some of the medications that you guys take for, you know, anti-anxiety, that could also mess your body's ability to regulate temperature. So I want you guys to remember cold, the mnemonic cold. Make sure you're covered. C is for covered. O, don't overexert, because if you overexert, you get sweaty, and then you could get wet, etc. Layers for cold. L is for layers. Make sure you're wearing layers, wool, silk, polypropylene, whatever. And then D is for dry. You want to stay dry out in the cold. And D is for don't drink. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Nathan now working the dials. No, Don didn't quit. Dan or Dan, no. I think, you know, my show is just so much to handle that these guys need to really tag team it. Honestly, I mean, I'm just so much woman that, you know, I guess I need two male engineers. Love it. I'm glad. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Dan. Right? If we need a third man, fine by me. The more men, the merrier. All right, here we are. Speaking of men, love the Pawn Stars, guys. My fourth episode aired last night. Was it Thursday? Right, called Bad to the Bone. Very, very interesting episode. I was afraid for this one because this was one where I really didn't want to argue And many people told me I should have, but listen, I love these guys. I love Mark Hall Patton from the Clark County Museum, who is the beard of knowledge. This guy rocks. But I do have to make a correction of what I brought in. I had brought in it had lacked the handle. The handle had already disintegrated, a Benjamin Bell metacarpal bone saw. Benjamin Bell metacarpal bone saw was actually pre-Civil War. I think it's about like a 1790 to 1850, something like that. And the handle had already disintegrated, unfortunately. And it's round, very highly serrated. And because my knowledge of Civil War blades were pretty, I mean, they were pretty smooth. You know, your bone saws were pretty smooth, pretty good-looking saws by that time. It really wasn't that serrated. I mean, they could be very, very sharp and still cut through the bone and do a clean cut. What I had was a lot more archaic. And either late 1700s, early 1800s. Unfortunately, Mark Hall Patton was right in that, no, this probably wasn't Civil War. The problem is this was an artifact that I got from somebody whose great-grandfather, whatever, was a surgeon during that time. And whether he really used it on the battlefield or not, I mean, these guys used whatever. You know, I mean, yeah, there might have been an actual, quote-unquote, there were actual, you know, Civil War tools. But if somebody wanted to use a rock, if somebody wanted to use a knife or a blade, so if this thing was used on the battlefield or not, who knows? All right. But it's unfortunate that when I had, you know, talked to Chum Lee in the earlier scene that didn't get edited in about the Benjamin Bell. And Benjamin Bell, very, very famous. He was one of the ones, he basically practiced, he was a surgeon in the turn of the 19th century, where he had suggested that syphilis and gonorrhea were different diseases. People didn't realize that in the late 1700s, early 90s. And he had actually made instruments. He had a surgical practice in Edinburgh. And so there are these very round type of bone saws that are named after him, Benjamin Bell. I had posted it on my Facebook for you guys to see. I'm not going to sit and argue with Mark Hall Patton. He thought that it might have been a toy that a father might have made for a son, but it was something that like a toy saw. And I wasn't going to argue with him. I mean, this is you know, the beard of knowledge. But it was something that I know stumped him and stumped all of us, because the Civil War blades weren't as archaic as that. They were already by then a lot more smooth. So were we looking at something that was really late 1700s? And unfortunately, the whatever wood handle that metal was in had already been disintegrated. So without the wood handle, all you could do is trace it back to the Benjamin Bell, which was that round. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, when I go on Pawn Stars, oh, it's a lot of fun, but I mean, I want to teach people. And so I want people to know what, there was a lot of history with amputation and that. So this metacarpal bone saw, I posted on my Facebook page. Please check it out. Really cool stuff. I mean, really cool history when it comes to amputations. And so, I still love Mark. Great guy. We're buddies. Don't worry about it. He's good. But no, I don't think something like that was a toy saw made from a dad for a kid. Usually the kid would just deal with the dad's, you know, if a kid was helping out in the barn, the kids would help. Use the dad's tools. And this thing was so serrated, it has a 1700s look to it. But I do agree with Mark. This, a Civil War knife, I think was much more modern than that. Although I think he thinks mine might have even been post-Civil War or whatever, as a saw. So cool stuff nonetheless. But, you know, it's one of those things where I've only been studying medical antiques and learning about Galen and Benjamin Bell and, you know, all these people over the last maybe, I don't know, 6 to 10 years. Mark's been doing his work on Civil War for decades, so I'm not going to contest anything he says about the Civil War. I don't care if something was used on a battlefield or not, but I do want you guys to know the Benjamin Bell metacarpal bone saw, a phenomenal piece, and I really wanted people to appreciate that on Pawn Stars. Unfortunately, that part didn't get into the cut. All right, guys, 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDA L-I. So germs that inhabit our flora that inhabit our gut is a lot more associated with colorectal cancer than we once thought. Researchers analyzed DNA in fecal samples. Sounds fun, right? From 47 colorectal cancer patients and 94 people without the disease to look at the level of diversity of the, you know, bacteria in their gut. Now, who gets credit? Ji Young An from New York University School of Medicine. And they concluded that the decreased bacterial diversity of the gut would be associated with more colorectal cancer. The more diversity you have, the better off you are. They say patients who had colon cancer had lower levels of bacteria that ferment your regular fiber into butyrate. This butyrate's a fatty acid, and it may inhibit inflammation, which, of course, could be the start of cancer in the colon. They said the patients that had higher levels of the bacteria, I guess we're able to then turn the fiber to butyrate, which then was protective. This is very interesting. I think we really underestimate what God gave us or what nature gave us in our bodies. And a lot of this bacteria that we have in our bowel is crucial. And I wouldn't be surprised if we've really tipped the scale with antibiotics these days, because antibiotics that you take orally now, you know, seem to go everywhere. Now, mind you, thank God we have them, because we need to fight a lot of diseases, you know, pneumonia, bacterial meningitis, etc. Staph, thank God we have them. But I think we'd be really naive to think that there's other aspects of our body that we normally have that don't have important jobs. I told you guys, like, about the appendix. You know, I never thought that the appendix was a useless appendage. All right? And the reason why people thought the appendix was a useless appendage is people would have the appendix taken out and they'd live long lives. It'd still be fine. Well, that may be so. But that doesn't mean the appendix doesn't have a function. And they think that the function of the appendix, like I've told you, is it's a hollow tube and it houses trillions upon zillions of bacteria and microbes. So when the body senses that there's less bacteria, the appendix hopefully squirts it out. Now, if that is true, and there is a connection with gut bacteria, and that is the true job of the appendix, then this could be an easy study. You look at people with colon cancer, how many had their appendix taken out? All right, but if those people with colon cancer were really big antibiotic takers, then the appendix thing may not, you know, would have to be a different arm of the study. But still, definitely worth looking at. Many people ask, what should I do if I take an antibiotic? I mean, should I be taking probiotics? I mean, I'm a big fan of yogurt. You know, I'm a big fan of washing off an apple and eating it, and usually there's bacteria on the apple. You know, you also get a lot of bacteria into your gut from your mouth. So when you sleep at night and things taste a little bit acidic, now, I still want you to brush your teeth, but, you know, you already have access to bugs. However, if the probiotics help you and you think it gets you into balance quicker, I'm a fan. All right. But of course, yogurt, I'm even more of a fan of, especially chocolate yogurt with the M&Ms on there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back. The thinnest condom, the world's thinnest condom has been created in Japan. Don't go away. We'll talk about that.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income, the number 16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income, the number 16.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And remember, we've got an iPhone app and an Android app. Download those for free from your smartphone. You can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. So the world's thinnest ever condoms have been created in Japan. They are 1/6. I'm sorry. Boy, my lisp came through on that one. 1/6 the width of human hair. They're called Sagami Originals, right? And I guess they are 0.01 millimeters thick. They say the thinnest Western condom, right, where we live, is 0.06 millimeters thick. Japanese get credit for this one. The thickness of the rubber in the ultralight polyurethane contraceptive tool has been measured at 0.01 millimeters, with the average width of a human hair at 0.06. Apparently, the creators of Sagami Rubber Industries took more than a decade to complete designing the material. They claim over 20,000 condoms were put through rigorous stress tests to ensure they were safe for human use. I don't know. I just teeth and pulling and maybe driving over it with a tire. I'm not sure. They were the first company to create, by the way, for those of you going, wait a second, Sagami sounds familiar. They were the ones that were the first ones to create colored condoms. Yeah, and they also set the previous thinness standard back in 2005 when they had a 0.02 millimeter version. Now, I don't know about you all, but as a woman, when I put on nylons, okay, now how thick are nylons, right? Nylons are what, probably, you know, a couple millimeters. I rip through those suckers every time. And of course, you know, you still wear them and you just, when you go out, you just blame it on, oh, I just must have gotten that wrong. Cause I'm sick and tired of going through a whole thing of nylons and, you know, not having anything to wear. So if I can barely put on nylons without ripping right through it, how the hell are we all supposed to be able to, you know, figure out how to put on a condom that thin? But, I mean, listen, I obviously for them to market it, I mean, it had to work, right? I mean, that's the power of the, you know, of the production. So I would probably say to give it a try, I guess, and report back to me, but maybe some double protection if you can. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wait a second, I want to look this up. There was a tongue twister. Didn't somebody just make up the world's hardest tongue twister? Was it out of MIT? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? I got to look this up. All right. This is supposed to be the world's trickiest tongue twister. I hate these things because I have a lisp and I bite my tongue. Psychologists at MIT have come up with this. I'm sorry. Where? Oh, I don't even know if they have it here. Why won't it? It doesn't say here. Darn. It's not even that fun. It's not even that fun to say. See, I like Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear, Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair, Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy. Now that I like, that's not a tongue twister, that just sounds fun. I love the Fuzzy Wuzzy. Fuzzy Wuzzy is very easy for me to say. Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Can't stand that one. This is it, I found it, okay? Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Does anybody know what that means? Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. MIT researchers decided to look at speech errors and brain functions, and they now say this is the world's toughest tongue twister. Okay, that makes no, pad kid poured curd pulled cod. That doesn't even make sense. You can't just put a whole bunch of words together. Does that mean something in like Great Britain? But I mean, MIT, that's American. You would think it would be an American. I don't know. I mean, you know, you could say something in Hebrew and it really sounds like a tongue twister. It also kind of twists the gargle, you know. I mean, it's, you know, my father used to speak Hebrew. I couldn't understand anything he said, you know, but of course that's because it was a different language. All right, but I mean, if that's English, that's the world's toughest tongue twister. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. I could say that. That's almost as easy as Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. All right, let's go to some of the emails. Matthew writes, Dr. Dahlia, my 16-year-old daughter told me she hated me and wished I were dead. Her mother and I have been divorced for 6 months, and I think this is more than just the teenage years. I understand I should be stronger, but how do I mend my relationship with my daughter? Of course our kids hate us. Honestly, of course. I mean, don't you remember hating your parents? Right, you used to sit there with a pillow over your head, you'd get busted or you'd get the belt and you'd be in bed and you'd put a pillow over your face crying because they'd yell at you that your crying is too loud. So you'd try to quiet your cries and you'd be like, I hate you! I hate you! And, I mean, we all hate our parents at some point. Hopefully you're not beating the kid at all, but, you know, I hear that. People always panic, you know, well, my kids hate me. My kids hate me. All kids hate their parents. That happens. Now, remember, okay, a lot of us hate and then we end up liking something we hated. You know what song I originally hated was that, hey, 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 oh, hey, 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 that song, that, you know, what's that song? Domesticate You. What's that song from the Growing Pains, Thick? Yeah, yeah, that one. Now I dig it. What? Yeah, what's that called? Blurred Lines? Robin Thicke, yeah, yeah. I bet he can't use that Japanese condom. Okay, wait, wait, wait. Yeah, so that Blurred Lines song, now I like it. You know, you hate the song, and then now you like it. Think about, remember Love Shack? Remember how much we hated the Love Shack? And then somebody told us what the words were, right? All of a sudden, we're listening to Love Shack in the late 80s, and you hear somebody go, and you're like, what the hell is she saying? Well, finally, in the year, what, 2008, I figured out she's saying tin roof, rusted. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, that sounds cool. Okay, so you say, okay, so the moral I'm saying is, yeah, you know what? I still don't like the song that much, to be honest. I really, that's not one of my favorite songs. It isn't. Anyway, you may hate, like, okay, how many of you guys hated the Dr. Dahlia show when it came out? You see, case in point. Thank you, thank you. Now you love it. Now you love it. So that's just the way things go. So for those of you having trouble with your teenagers, your kids saying they hate you, all right, don't worry about them hating you. Now, there is a respect issue, okay? I mean, when I grew up, there is no way I could have said the word hate, okay? Now, you need to jump on that in terms of a respect issue, okay? I mean, and yeah, I have no problem with you telling them, okay, right, you hate me, right? Then go, you know, then I guess you hate me too much to take my money, right, and to stay under my roof and eat my food. The problem is you got to be careful, because whenever my parents said, you know, then fine, we don't have to support you. I was ready to support myself when I was 12. I mean, I was ready to move out. So you got to be careful, because some of them will say, see ya, and then go move in with the boyfriend. But look, don't worry about the hate part. Everybody hates their parents, and then after high school, they love their parents. Not a big deal. And remember, if you're feeding them, you're feeding them, okay? Look at your cats. Our cats look at us all day long. Like, they hate our guts. Right? But then all of a sudden it's feeding time. And that's when they start rubbing up against your legs, right? And they start rubbing up, meow, and then they act like they like you, okay? Don't worry about the hate thing. In fact, it's worse for them to be apathetic. Your kid's sitting there on the couch going, really, Mom, Dad, I don't really care either way. That, to me, would hurt me more than a kid saying, I hate you, because at least you're getting some emotion out of the kid. Now, I don't think it's a bad idea for there to be family therapy. Any of you guys having issues with your kids, seeing a family therapist is smart. Because remember, these kids, you may be right, all right? But these kids, remember, they're teenagers now. They have formed their own opinions, and they have a logic that they're holding dear to. They need to be able to express that. And you need to find compromise. And if you don't know how to do that with yourself, I'd recommend a family therapist. But we've talked on the show how to handle a teenager. We'll talk about it again. All right, guys. Cannot wait to talk to you again on Monday. Remember, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Just be safe. God bless. And take care.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.